What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes. They're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a great weekend and your week is going to be peaceful and serene. I know I haven't been on here for quite some time. I guess I just been involved with life. So I haven't been able to put a podcast, but I definitely want to make sure that I'm frequently putting out episodes because you gotta spread the word. You never know whose mind you could change, who you could influence, and who you can make feel better. You know, we just all trying to make it. Some of us want to make the world a better place, right? So with that being said, I've been having a lot of conversations, especially elevated conversations, and it's been inspiring to me, and I'm just very grateful to have that in my life where I'm able to have elevated conversations with elevated people. This episode, I want to talk about basically getting out your circle, getting out the circle that society put us in. So what do I mean by that? I basically mean that society will put us in the circle where we feel that we have to do certain things in order to have a successful life, a happy life, a good life, a satisfactory life. But if we get out the circle, there's so many things. What I mean by that, well, I'll talk about myself. So in my circle, basically, I felt like I needed the top degree to succeed in life or even get the financial gains. I needed to have kids and be married at a certain time. I needed a car to get around. I needed to move out my parents' house at a certain age. Even needing a cook, you know, like phenomenally to survive and or have a city job. That's so big in New York. Have a city job in order to say that I have made it. And it's like, that is what society's circle was for me. So what I was surrounded regarding environment and society, that's what I felt I needed in order to succeed or be happy or feel accomplished. But when I started looking out the circle, I actually started seeing things differently. And when I finally stepped out the circle, that's when I realized, like, I could actually have my own world. I could actually have my own circle where it's like, I don't have to do certain things to succeed or to get financial gains or to be happy or just to have satisfaction in my life. I could do so many other things where I could say, okay, I could do this, I could do that, you know, I could feel this, I could feel that, and that's okay because it's my circle, it's my world. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, if you're not happy in society circle or the circle that your friends or your family put you in or what you grew up in, I want to let you know you're able to walk out that circle and make your own world. You don't have to follow worlds of other people just to feel accomplished or satisfied in life. And I had to realize that because I kept staying in a circle that my surroundings wanted me to be in, but I wasn't happy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it didn't make me satisfied, not only with myself, but with life. So I know for a fact that I need to step out that circle in order to make my own world and even own circle. We sometimes think how we have been thought is the right way, and majority of the time it could be the wrong way. And you have to teach yourself in order to build your own world, in order to fend for yourself and understand who you are authentically, so you could build that life that is from your authentic self and not from your parents, not from your siblings, not from your cousins, uncles, aunts, not from your friends, not from what you see on social media, but what you see within yourself. You understand? Like, making sure your world is about you and nobody else. And with that, you could grow and become who you need to be. You could build the life that you could build a life that caters to you and only you. It's not for other people, it's for you. Always make sure when you building things for yourself or you're accomplishing goals or you even doing things that you are on top of the list to be satisfied, joyous, and feel joyous about. And that's where it comes with me. Like, I'm not picking a work opportunity because of other people. I'm picking a work opportunity for myself. And it's just the satisfaction of that. Like, I'm moving somewhere that I feel is right for me at the moment. I'm going to live somewhere that I feel is right for me. I'm going to go on vacation and do things that I want to do for myself. I'm going to work out how I want to work out because it makes me satisfied. I'm going to write about things or do poetry how I want because it makes me feel good. You understand what I'm saying? Doing things that will satisfy me and not other people because it's my life, it's my circle, it's my world. Even when it comes to monetary gains, what do I want to do in order to receive that, you know? Like, okay, I have a day job, but I want to do side things. I want to do surveys or catering or serving. This is something I enjoy doing. It's fast money. So this is what I'm used to. It may not be somebody else's type of way to get income, but it's my way to get income. So instead of looking in my circle like, okay, I'm only able to make income if I get a certain amount of degrees or get a city job and shit like that, I could look outside that circle and know there's a plethora amount of ways to make income. I think sometimes we look at a world that's not ours and we feel like there's a lack of opportunities. There's a lack of money. There's a lack of love. There's a lack of happiness. But however, if you're able to look out of that, you could see a world of different things. You could see a world of ways that you can make money, that you could have happiness, that you could be in tune with yourself, that you could be satisfied. And I feel like that's so beautiful. But you have to put it, you have to put yourself outside that circle that was built from society and your surroundings and say, you know what? I could walk around this world knowing that they have so many things that is meant for me. And you really had to look at it like that. The world has so many things meant for me. I remember sitting at work one day, like a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, there's so much shit that you could do in this world that is infinite. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, there's so much shit you could do in this world that's infinite. Why sit down and stay mundane? Why sit down and be sad or depressed? Even though sometimes people can't help it, which is understandable, I'm not speaking on that. But when you have a choice of being a certain way, why not choose a way that could be beneficial to you? Why not choose a way where it could bring joy or positivity in your life? You understand? Like, I just think about things on that aspect. Like, instead of me being stagnant or instead of me just being home, I could walk to the park, or I could Uber somewhere, or I could pick up a hobby, find a class that's price efficient that I could do. I could work on my passion, which is writing a book, writing poetry, writing in my diary. Like, there's so many things that you could do when you step out the circle that was built for you. You understand? You could build your own circle. You could build your own world. Don't be afraid to do it. I think also people are afraid to do that. But you can't be like that. You got to be willing to step out and do what you got to do for yourself and find ways to help you elevate as well as bring positivity and make you feel good, because that's imperative, you know? Don't get stuck in just comparing yourself to people or looking on social media all day, or, you know, feeling sorry for yourself or not feeling like you're not able to get to that limit. Sky's the limit, you know what I mean? So don't put yourself in stagnation. Make sure you're able to get out of that so you can know that there's so many possibilities for you if you want to receive it. You got to know mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that there's possibilities that are endless. Build your world, build your circle, but make sure you know that that circle could always grow if you're willing to make it grow. So I just wanted to share that with somebody, and I hope it resonated with all. Peace and blessings.